up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule, American history and practical math.
I'm going to make a motion that we offer the position to Dr. Timothy Smith.
I'll second that. Any discussion? Seeing none, please vote.
Motion passes 3-2.
And just like that, after an hour of, I don't know where they were going to go, honestly. There was a lot of confusion about who was going to wind up getting this pick, and they wound up selecting Dr. Timothy A. Smith from Orange County. In case you don't know him or his bio, he was a social studies teacher. Then he was an associate assistant dean and an assistant principal, and then a principal at the middle school and principal at another middle school. And he was a principal at Winter Park High School, and he was executive area director till for the last couple of years at the high school office in Orange County, overseeing a whole bunch of high schools and a lot of students, as you heard Mark mentioning there. I think one of my favorite things about Dr. Smith's credentials is his dissertation that he wrote for his doctorate in educational leadership at UCF. Go Knights. His dissertation is entitled "Electing or Appointing School District Superintendents in the State of Florida, a Comparison of Characteristics and Performance of Districts Led by Elected Superintendents versus Districts Led by Appointed Superintendents." So a little bit relevant to our situation. Dr. Timothy A. Smith, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be here and really appreciate you reaching out and excited about Escambia County.
Outstanding. Well, first of all, I just want to say congratulations on being selected. We are very excited about having you on board. And I talked to you about a little bit last night, I just wanted to have you on the air this morning because we got a lot of parents that are in cars with kids going to school, and I just wanted to give you a chance to talk to them. So you've got an audience of people who you are going to be helping oversee the education of their children here in Escambia County. What do you want to tell them?
Well, Andrew, thank you. I'm honored to be the next superintendent, and families and students of Escambia County, I really see an exciting time for the work that's going to be done, the learning that's going to continue to take place in all of our schools, and just excited about what has been done and the trajectory to continue building upon what this school board has done and what Superintendent Thomas has done. It's a tremendous trajectory, and I look forward to leading that, where we build upon what's been done and we reach new heights of learning and growth. And one of the key focal points is that absolutely every single student that we teach, our students, all of our students in Escambia County, are vitally important and precious, and our job is to provide them the very best education and create wonderful opportunities for their bright futures. So very, very excited, and we'll be very, very focused on that work and really excited about just the county is a wonderful place. My wife and I are very excited about joining the community.
Well, that's great. We're very eager to have you here. We're looking forward to having you and transition to this new form of leadership. Just out of curiosity, because I have not read your dissertation, unfortunately, I am curious, though, and the little itch in the back of my brain can't help but asking, did you have a definitive conclusion about whether superintendents appointed or superintendents elected produced even a different outcome, or one was better than the other?
Well, it was a fascinating study, Andrew. What I found out is that school districts with appointed superintendents perform slightly higher than those with elected superintendents, generally about 3-4% higher in most categories. But the difference in that achievement was actually when the research was done, the data analysis took place, the factor that is attributed to that difference is actually poverty as measured in our schools through the free and reduced lunch metric. So that economic factor was the one that drove the variance. And that was perhaps a surprise to some degree, another degree not so much, but to see how it panned out with the study was very interesting.
And I'm just to clarify, I'm curious, are you saying that the districts in which there was appointed superintendents and they outperformed, those districts, the appointed superintendents did better with the poor students, or you're saying that the districts that underperformed tended to have a higher percentage of poor students with the free and reduced lunches?
Yes, the latter.
Okay,
is what was evidenced.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very interesting, because obviously that's relevant to our situation because, you know, we have a lot of minority students and a lot of poor students, and, you know, making sure that all of those students are getting everything they need is certainly going to be one of the challenges that you'll face.
Absolutely, and one of the terms that is really a focal point is this notion of equity. There's equality and there's equity, and equity really speaks to providing what is needed for students so that they have, at the end of their education, when we look at all of that work, that all students have had equal opportunities. But sometimes that means providing more service for students in different areas, and that's where this concept of equity really is focused on. And so equity is a big important focal point that as we move forward, we're constantly looking for how can we meet the needs of all of our students. And having a educational system that focuses down to the individual student, our systems can get very big, but we always have to remember every individual student is so important, and we need to make sure that our educational strategies and services are reaching each student. And so equity is a big focus, and diversity. Diversity is something that we embrace, and we continually grow. And diversity is such an important aspect of our community, and it's one to be cherished. And I think when we look at diversity, it has to be in the forefront of our minds so that we're always doing the very best we can to meet kids of different cultures and make sure that they're plugged into the schools and having great learning experiences.
Well, I have 1,000 things I would love to ask you, but I promised you this would be a short interview, and so I'll keep my word. I look forward to getting to know you a little bit better over the next couple of years. Dr. Timothy A. Smith from Orange County, from Orlando, is our appointed superintendent select at the moment. You know, work out the contract negotiations, but we want you to come here. We're eager to meet you and your wife. And again, congratulations on taking the position. We look forward to you leading our school system.
Well, thank you, Andrew, and thank you for this opportunity this morning to share. And I really look forward to working with the incredible school board. They're a dynamic group of people, and I find each school board member, I really enjoyed meeting them last week, and I just think so very highly of them. Really look forward to working with our board and with our incredible community for our great kids.